Okay, now I thought I'll talk a little bit about reincarnation because the next two verses talk about that. And I think a few weeks back I had talked about reincarnation, but there's quite a few new people. So very briefly, because we, you know, Hindus, we believe in reincarnation, but what is reincarnation and what is it that incarnates or what is it that takes birth? So we can come back to this chart, the BMI chart. This body, you know, the body that we have gets cremated or buried. So the body is left behind. Now, this God or consciousness called Om or the Brahman or the Atman, the total consciousness, nothing happens to that. You know, that does not get burnt or buried or cremated. Even in the Gita, Sri Krishna says water does not burn it, fire does not, you know, water does not wet it, fire does not burn it, the knife cannot cut it. So nothing happens to the Atma. The consciousness, the body gets buried or cremated. But this packet called mind and intellect, the subtle body leaves the gross body. It's like it's a divorce. You know, I lived with this gross body for maybe it could be 6 months or could be 6 years or could be 60 years or 100 years. And then when it's time for this individual, because our life is already predetermined at birth, and the life is not based arbitrarily on some God who is deciding, okay, I'm going to kill this person in 6 hours and then this one in 60 years. It's not like that. The life that we live, and you know, some people say, oh, why did he have to die so young? You know, at age 12 she died, or at 15, who is this God? He's so uncaring. He took my child. He does not do anything. The consciousness does not do anything. All it does is gives us the ability to live. Now, the kind of life I have on this earth is determined by my desires, my vasanas, and my karmas. So each individual takes birth, and whatever time it was destined for that person to... Because I have certain vasanas, certain tendencies which brought me. Like somebody has a musical vasana, wants to learn about music, so will be born in the house of a musician. Somebody likes to eat, wanted to eat, and couldn't get to eat much in his previous life. So next life he will be born in the house of, you know, somebody who is a cook or a halwai, you know, who makes a lot of sweets. So from day one, you know, he gets food to eat. So whatever my vasanas are, based on that, I take up a particular body. And then when that particular vasana has been sufficiently exhausted or whatever it had to happen, and my karmas, my good and bad karmas that I have carried from my previous life, when those karmas are finished for that particular life, then that individual leaves. He says, my work is done in this life. So the individual, based on their vasanas and based on their karmas, decides how long I am supposed to live on this earth. So it is not God who is arbitrarily deciding. It's not even, oh, the doctor created a problem or the car accident or whatever, or the war or the famine or the plane. Those are only excuses. The fact is that each one of us comes with a fixed lifetime, fixed lifespan, which is determined by our own vasanas and by our own karmas. So whatever excuse it may be, you know, it may be an illness, maybe an accident, maybe a drunk driver, that is just the situation. That's why in a plane crash, 200 people are there, sometimes two people survive. How does that happen? Because that person's time had not come yet. So what happens? So when the body dies, this mind and intellect, which is called the subtle body, Swami Chinmayananda calls it the shuttle body, because it shuttles from body to body. So this subtle body, mind and intellect, propelled by the vasana, so this packet of mind, intellect and vasanas is called the jiva or the jivatma. So when we say, you know, because the atma word is confusing, because atma sometimes is used for consciousness, atma sometimes is used for individual. You say, oh, Bhagavan, uski atma ko shanti do. Oh, may his soul rest in peace. When we are talking about soul, we are talking about this jiva, this individuality, because that consciousness is always at peace. We don't need to pray for that, because that is God. But it is this individual called the jiva or the jivatma, which when the body dies, when the body is no longer required, then that individual takes off and then goes into higher or lower worlds based on my karmas. If I have done good karmas, I go to heaven. And all scriptures talk about that. The Puranas, Quran, Bible, they all talk about there is heaven where you enjoy all the pleasures, you know, all the luxuries. You can have all the food you want and all those pleasures. Or if you have done bad deeds, then you go to hell where you are dunked in hot oil and you are punished and all those things happen. So this individual, the body is not dunked in hot oil, the body is already left. So this individual goes and enjoys or suffers the consequences of their actions. And then what happens is there is this little computer that is put in every one of us, this mini computer that we carry. And what this computer does keeps track of my karmas, whatever good or bad. There is no Chitragupta, somebody up there right, no, noticing. God is very smart. He said, I don't have time to worry about all your karmas. I just put a little chip in every one of you and you keep track of your own karmas. And based on my karmas, I then suffer the consequences. And then what happens is there is a world called Bardo, B-A-R-D-O. The Buddhists call it Bardo, which are the world where you go and wait. And then when a suitable time arrives, when it's time for me to take birth again, then I pick a womb where my vasanas will continue, where I can fulfill my unmanifest vasanas that I have not enjoyed or suffered, and my karmas. You know, if I have done a lot of good karmas and I didn't get the results in this lifetime, I was a very, very good person, but I suffered. Or I was a horrible person, but I was very rich and enjoyed life. Majority of the time, most of your karmas, you already enjoy or suffer in this lifetime. But if there are any that you did not, then you pick a body and you pick a mother's womb where you will continue your journey. And the goal of spirituality, obviously, is to evolve in each lifetime. As you grow through one life to another, evolve, get better and better. Do not go downwards. But what happens to such people is talked about in the next two verses. Of course, there is a lot we can speak about. Otherwise, we can talk about the three, sattva and rajas and tamas, what happens to them. So we'll try to do the next two verses. What happens to person who lives in sattva, who lives in rajas, who lives in tamas?